Red FM Breakfast
with Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.
Buzz here and Too Sweet, 8 minutes after six. Good morning and welcome to, I think it's Thursday. Are we going with Thursday?
Friday Eve.
How was your day yesterday, Katie Jane?
My day was grand, only I fell in the door at TK Maxx yesterday evening. Yeah. But now, in fairness, when I got to the counter, myself and the girl were saying, oh, you know what, it happens. Sometimes there's just too many bargains. And she goes, I put it in a smaller bag, make it look less.
I hate
that.
You're
very good.
This is like what happens to me when you're driving through Douglas and my car automatically drags me into the McDonald's drive-thru. No! How did I end up here? Okay, I'll have everything, thank you.
It's awful, isn't
it? It's why does the car do that?
You know, it's a fault.
Jesus, something seriously wrong with it. I think McDonald's have tapped me car. So you go in there, and did you arrive at the counter with so much clothes that you can't see a human? It just looks like a clothes monster coming up to the counter.
Well, I'm going to make a confession.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went in twice.
What, you went out to the car and back in again?
No, I had an appointment.
Okay.
So I was a bit early, so I said, I'll have a look.
Yeah.
So, and you know TK Maxx, there's only one of everything maybe.
Oh, if you're lucky, yeah.
So what I saw the first time, sure, I had to get.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, if there was that much in that part of the shop, I'd have to check the rest.
And what about the TK Maxx in town?
So, after the appointment, back in.
Okay.
And more. So I came out with two bags, really.
What is the crack with TK Maxx? Well, you know when they sell stuff, like, you go in there and you get, like, the high-end brands, like, and they're like 70 quid on a rail and they're 200 quid online. Are they, like, last season stock or leftover stock or something?
Yeah, so it could be last season, it could be surplus, it could be there might be one stitch
wrong. Tiny bit of damage or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bring it on.
Bring it on is right.
The only crib I have with them, as a fella who has got clown's feet... I go in there and there's probably one pair of shoes.
It used to be very good for that kind of thing.
12 and a halfs, 13s, nah.
No good.
Seriously, you need to be going, walking around with the one pair of brogues that's left that fits me.
You've gone barefoot for the shoe.
But apparently, one of the staff told me before, I think it's Thursday's the day all the new stuff comes in, Thursday morning.
I think it's Tuesday and Thursday.
It's a Tuesday and Thursday,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think there's 2 days.
Yeah.
But whatever's going on this week, mighty bargains.
Okay.
Mighty bargains.
There you go.
What about you? How was your day yesterday?
Oh, Jesus, I had a day and a half yesterday.
Go on.
You know, well, now that you've been on this show for, a week and a half?
Yeah.
You know my life rotates around drama.
Small bit. And even if there's none, you'll find it.
I seek it out somewhere. Had a little accident yesterday. Little accident in the car. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so...
Everyone okay, though?
Everyone's perfect. Everyone was all right. I have a little fella with me. Was driving into... I was getting some paint and I was driving into a DIY shop yesterday and a poor old creator was driving a truck in front of me. He was coming out. I was coming in.
Yeah.
And we're driving side by side, like 15 kilometres an hour. You're going over speed ramps going into this building.
Yeah.
And the truck of his door opened up. As he hit a speed ramp. Did I say the truck of his door?
Yes.
He was driving a door that looked like a truck. No, you know when you close the truck at the back and you pull down that big metal lever?
Yeah, yeah.
Something happened, the mechanism sprung or something, but the door swung open and smack.
Oh my God.
Yeah. New windscreen, side of the car is mangled.
Holy God.
But again, this is just fixable stuff.
Nobody was hurt.
The poor fella went green. When he heard the bang and he thought he'd done some awful damage to somebody, like the cars will be fixed. But actually, we were sitting there, sitting at the side of the road waiting for the guards to come along, talking about pallets for about an hour.
Mere Smalley Boy must have thought it was a wicked adventure.
Smalley
when he
Boy
got over
had the
fright.
Best day ever. The guards arrived, taking notes and everything, and he was like, got a little look inside the car and everything.
No
he was having
way.
A great day.
Thrilled with himself.
So that was yesterday. So,
I wonder what today I'll have in store for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be hit by a bus. Yeah. Oh, seriously, wait and watch. Just watch it happen.
Or
a swan will fly into my head or something. Because me.
Put that swan on a lead.
With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Oh my God, well, we played the Swan Call later on. You've never heard the Swan Prank, did you?
No, I haven't.
Sheena from The Lock, who got a phone call from us. This happened a while ago because a psycho swan attacked her. Have you ever heard that call?
I don't think so.
All right, 10 past 8, sorry to... 6:14. This is Red FM Breakfast with KC. The two Johnnies are on the line. How are you, boys?
What's the story? Of course, on the Rebels.
Come here. It's lovely to chat to you. I'm in love with the girl from the deli. She's much better than the girl on the telly. I mean, that is the kind of poetry that needs to be on the Leaving Cert, lads.
James Heaney, eat your heart out. It's real. It's culty as bejesus, but it's true. I think we all have a... someone in the deli that catches your eye. Now, for me, it's normally the goujons, but there's also great people working there.
Yeah, now, I used to work in a deli, KC, but I just wanted to distance myself from those allegations that I was in love with a girl from a deli. My wife does not work in a deli. I'm in trouble now.
So Annie never made you a chicken roll, did she?
No, a homemade one, all right, but she never worked in a deli. I'd love her even more if she could work in a deli, though. It'd be great.
What kind of attributes must a deli lady have to make you fall in love with her? Like, handy with the tomatoes, generous with the coleslaw?
All at the one time, you know, where you can read into it. Do you want butter or mayo? That's what you want from a good deli person.
Okay, you can read your mind. There's a one working in our deli. She's got a wink that'd turn a priest. I swear to God, it's unbelievable.
Deli
offhand, butter in there. There's one there. She's so quick. She'd have it made before you have the sentence out of your mouth. She'd have the roll made, and I only coming across the bridge, KC. I swear to God.
See, deli construction, lads, as you well know, is an art form. It should be celebrated like the Grammys. We could call it the Hammies.
100%. That is one red carpet event I would love to attend. They don't get enough love, does the deli work. And I know, look, on occasion, I've been known in the past, you know, to give out, because if they're like, do you want to cut in half? And then they kind of half arse it when they're cutting it. They kind of cut halfway through the road. Yeah. Either go for it, commit it, or don't commit it.
Don't pull out the tackle.
Yeah, don't, you know, if it's a 50-50, go through it. But look, we love the deli staff, Ireland. They've been fueling the two Johnnies for 7 years now.
I know, yeah. She's, the way she holds a rasher, she's some lasher. I need to talk to you about that line, because that's problematic down this neck of the woods. First of all, lasher is a Cork term. We didn't give ye any permission to go... to go robbing lasher and putting it into songs.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Misappropriation, me old flower. Misappropriation. You'll have the rebels.
It's part of the tribunal in Cork that we have to go to get, you know, to be allowed to use words such as lasher. We said we'd stay away from langer in this album, but you know, if we go to do a second album, you never know. We might have to ask permission for that one as well.
Look, fingers crossed, man. Like, the support we've gotten has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
People have been going out buying it, and a lot of the feedback we've been getting from people is, what the hell am I supposed to do with this vinyl that I've just bought, because I don't have a player? But people have been doing it to support us. So it's not too often that a culty band gets to number one, and we're nearly there. So we appreciate you having us on as well.
It's my pleasure. Lads, I've been following you, I suppose. I think the last time we spoke, believe it or not, was 12 years ago. You were doing it on your own. You were putting out a single on your own. You did everything on your own. You were pushing it. You were doing the marketing. You were doing the press. You were doing... posting them out. You were trying to get on radio. You were trying to get on TV. And I've seen you grow from where you are, where you begun to where you are. And look, it's nothing but respect for what you've created. It's something really special. You might be the first culty duo in history to sell out a field in Dublin this weekend, which is incredible.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. We're doing our one-day festival, the Two Johnnies Pints in a Field.
Part
the
two.
Name came out of... we were talking to the guy who runs the festival, and he said sometimes people never leave the campsite. I think some year I'm just going to do camping and Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So we said pints in a field, that's what people want. And like, it's all from our podcast, the Two Johnnies podcast.
Yeah.
We asked people, what app would you like to see? And people said Craig David and Five. So we just went out and booked Craig David and Five.
Lambis Moore was more self-indulgent. That one was for us.
But listen, here's what I want to know. Only ye two would get away with putting on Craig Davis and Seamus Moore, the whore, on tour, the JCB man. I want a collaboration, and here's what it's going to sound like. You ready? Seamus Moore, the whore, on tour with the Two Johnnies. 7 days, check it out. I robbed a JCB on Monday, crashed it in the wall on Tuesday, went greyhound racing on Thursday, and on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, was sick on Monday. I mean, there's something in it. I don't know what that is.
I love it. I love it. We need to make this happen. I can't wait for when I walk backstage and Craig Davis is coming out with his big entourage and Seamus Moore is there with a vodka and orange juice in his hand.
Waxing his wellies. But this all came off the back of Max, your admiration for Craig David. You convinced him, did you, to come over?
So funny. The first album I ever bought was Craig David, Born to Do It.
Okay.
And I was mad to meet him for ages. And I'd heard people met him and they were like, oh, he's lovely and he's cool. So we managed to book him. And we kind of sent his management an email. They were like, what is this? And then we were like, oh, here's the footage from last year. So we just gave him footage of Jazzy from Pints in the Field last year.
In Musgrave Park.
So it looked, and like she played on Pints in the Field last year for us. And we sent him that and we were like, look, you know, this is legit. We didn't tell him Seamus Moore was on the bill. We kind of gave him as little details as possible. So we went over to London to interview Craig. Mm-hmm. And we won him over. He let on, he liked us anyway.
He's a gent.
Yeah.
And he has the nicest runners and clothes I've ever seen.
Casey, he looks like he's just out of a box. Oh. Kind of like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
He looks so new. I'd say everything he had on him was new. And then the difference between the two Johnnies and Craig David is when we walked out of the studio in London, where we recorded the interview with him, he got into brand new Mercedes, and we were waiting with our tour manager James with around 10 bags on us, like Sherpas, waiting for an Uber. So that's the difference between the two Johnnies and Craig David, in a nutshell.
Well, look, he's going to experience the full Pints in the Field this weekend, which is going to be very, very special. Smacks, after nearly losing your favourite nose picking finger, I hear that a Garth Brooks guitar smash is on the cards for the show this weekend. Is it back?
It's in talks. You'd be surprised the amount of red tape we have to get through, mainly from my wife, who uttered, are you for... It's hard to get it past her because I ended up in hospital after the last one. A car smash that went wrong, top of the finger hanging off. I had an operation the next day. All the lads were so concerned, sending me pictures of them out having pints while I was lying on the hospital bed.
Yeah. So we were doing this stunt at the Tree Arena and it went wrong and Johnny almost lost the top of his finger. The guards had to rush him to hospital.
You see, I'd seen it on the Garth Brooks DVD that from 1993 and I was like, I've always wanted to do that. Basically, the two Johnnies gives me and Johnny a vehicle to live out our childhood dreams.
Of course,
so I thought, why not do a guitar smash at the Tree Arena? And now we're thinking about doing it on Saturday. Should we do it? Couldn't we do it? Look, if the album gets the number one,
100%
that we celebrate by losing all of our fingers.
But if you get a pair of those, you know, those big welding gloves.
Wear gloves now. Why didn't we think of wearing gloves? Kate? I know, genius.
Big pair.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, big pair of welding gloves, and you're sorted, lads.
It was also suggested wearing boxing gloves, which wouldn't have been a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, hard to hold the guitar. Nothing but the best of luck with this amazing new album. Small Town Heroes is out now. Let's get the two Johnnies to number one. You need 2 million copies to get to number one in Ireland, so we want everyone to buy a copy of it, right?
It's your mother, your sister, your cousin, your brother, the whole lot. Buy one for everyone.
Don't let Taylor Swift win.
Well, the biggest selling album in the country ever is David Gray's This Year's Love. They reckon there's a copy of...
That's what we're going for.
They reckon,
letting a living from it.
There's a copy of that in every house in Ireland, so we need to smash that record this weekend now.
Thanks a million, lads. I really appreciate your support.
All the way. Listen, good luck with the gig this weekend and the new album. Two Johnnies, keep her listen, keep her between the ditches, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a million.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Artemis. I like the way you kiss me on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It is 6:29. There's a serious bang of Joy Division off that song. It's got that kind of foundation of an old Joy Division song.
I don't know what Joy Division is.
Do you not?
I don't think so.
Okay, Joy Division, banned in probably mid 80s. Lead singer was an absolute genius, but unfortunately decided to that he couldn't take any more of life.
Oh, no.
Ian Curtis back in the day. Incredible band. They were the foundation for pretty much the Manchester scene, the whole kind of Manchester 90s scene.
Probably know some of their songs if I look them up.
You do. You definitely do. New Order came off the back of it and then the whole Manchester movement. But there's a huge bang of, if anyone knows, if I'm hearing things. Mm. Maybe I am.
Well, if they sound like that, I like them.
Do you know what? I'll find the little clip and then I'll play the little Artemis clip and then we can put this debate to bed.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
Well done, Christine.
You nervous about this?
Yes. I'm shaking. 20,000.
€524.51.
You've won the money. Well done.
Thank you so much. I'm going to plan a holiday.
Yes.
My television broke down, so I'm buying a new telly.
It's yours.
Thank you so much.
So happy for her. Well done. Congratulations. That is money in the bank this morning, waking up to a very tasty 20k. We have doubled the dosh today. The Red FM cash machine is now horsing out €40,930.11. €40,930.11 is going to be in somebody's bank account later on today, whether you like it or not.
It's a lovely bit of money.
Which is, if you want to win this cash right now, here's what you do to be part of the summer cash machine. Text the word RED to 57557. That's all you have to do every time you play the cash machine. Just to let you know, if you do, it will cost you €2.50 to enter. You must be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And the T's and C's, if you want to read them, are at redfm.ie. Yes, load of people agreeing with me. It is, it's Joy Division.
Okay.
Love Will Tear Us Apart.
I like the way you kiss me. That's way better. Ah, oh, you're way better than the other one.
I like the way you kiss me at the back of the bike shed.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
I hear it. I hear
it.
Yeah, it's there.
Red FM Summer Cash Machine. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on Cork's Good Times. Yeah, gotta say, glad they're doing you. Morgan Wallen, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. How are we feeling about the country takeover, everybody? Are we happy with it? Are you upset about it?
Fan.
You're all right? I'd say you love that song. What's the diff one? Hit the diff.
Marty Moan. Marty Moan's a legend.
An icon.
Don't start on Marty
Moan. Don't accuse me of starting. I'm just saying I appreciate him.
He's brilliant.
What does it mean to hit the diff, though?
Go away and educate yourself.
Everybody sings it, but nobody knows what's going on.
They do.
What does hit the diff mean?
When you're driving your tractor.
And you hit the ditch?
Diff.
What's the diff?
Go away and educate yourself. I thought you were from the country. We're supposed to be from the country.
I am. I made a turf and gravy. Yes, I am. But I don't know what hitting a diff is. Is it rude?
No, it's not rude.
You're driving your tractor and you need to do something, so you hit the diff, which
you put
then
the foot down.
Does what?
Oh, the diff is the lifter, is it?
Hit the diff.
You keep saying it. We don't know what it is.
That doesn't mean we understand it if you keep saying it. Can somebody please voice note me immediately and educate me on the diff? D-I-F-F, right?
Yeah.
Is the diff a mechanical component of a tractor?
Yes.
Okay. Hit the diff. So... Hit the diff and pray. 0868104106. I need your... come on, tractor pilots. Assemble! You know when you get something wrong, you think you have it right.
Yeah.
And all of your life, you go through life thinking that this is the right thing because your own brain has convinced you otherwise. Loads of people say, I will play it by year. Y-E-A-R. What are you doing later on? I'm going to the game. What are you doing? I don't know. We'll play it by year.
That's wrong.
But it's wrong. It's play annoying. It by play it by ear. E-A-R.
Yeah.
I thought it was play it by air. A-I-R.
This, what?
Oh, here we go.
Really?
No, it's play it by ear. Yeah. If you're to play a tune by ear, so you play it by the... If you're playing the fiddle, you play a song by ear.
Oh, my whole life is a lie. Not play it by air.
See what I mean?
Ah, roar.
Dear God.
Okay. So what are the things that you've always got wrong? You thought they were right, but they were always wrong. I want to hear from you. 0868 104 106. Brenda and Julie have this podcast, Left on
Red.
And they were having a conversation. And again, Julie thought she knew something about something, but was a little bit wrong.
Where was Peg Sayers from?
Okay, so can you answer that, anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
The Blaskets.
The Blaskets.
Oh, look at this.
You knew that too.
You were paying attention in Leaving Cert, weren't you?
Where was Peg Sayers from?
Knocknahaney.
Are you absolutely joking?
There's a school called Peg Sayers up there, so I don't... Is it not? No.
Do
Where was she from?
Yeah, Peg Sayers was from Knocka, everybody.
Close enough.
Because again, we're talking about things that you presume to be right. But
no,
the...
she was from the Blasket Moor, I think.
Hello.
Hi, Red FM. This is Kaylee O'Neill, and I go to Peg Sayers School. You're actually wrong. Peg Sayers isn't from the Blaskady or from Knocknaheeny. Peg Sayers is from Kerry. She moved over to the Blaskady when she was 18 because she was getting married to a man in the Blaskady.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Thank you very much. Well, outstanding.
Go home, Tucker Fathouse.
Absolute little
that
genius.
That girl knows everything. That's mainland a... dingle.
Put you in your box anyway, didn't it?
Well done.
KC on Cork's Good Times.
It is 17 minutes after 8. Something is calling me a townie here, Katie Jane. An absolute townie.
That's what you get now.
KC, you big townie. A diff is short for a differential lock, which is if you're in a soft spot, which I am every morning on radio, you get stuck in a field, you hit the diff, the wheels turn at the same speed, and you get out of trouble. Hence the line, hit the diff, and pray that she goes all the way.
Yeah.
Kevin in West Cork.
Love it.
Also, a shout out to David Horrigan as well. It's the same in trucks, apparently.
It is.
Something new every day.
And, like, a drifting car.
This is absolutely incredible. Things that people have got wrong all of their life. From Nessie. I thought my whole life the Siege of Ennis was the Siege of Venice.
Stop.
The Siege of Venice. Loads of Irish dancers taking over Italy. Here they come.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Who have you got there, Katie Jane?
This is Laura in Middleton.
Hello, lovely Laura. How are we?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Laura's on a... She's gone off for a fancy Fandango weekend.
What she is indeed.
Where are you off to?
I'm off to Hayfield Manor into the spa for myself.
Ooh.
Very nice. What are we getting done in the spa? Are we getting the full treatment now? Everything?
Full body massage, yeah. Go hard, go home.
Oh, right, okay. Those things, I don't know, I got it done once before and my God, there was nothing nice about it. It's like, you know when there's somebody
really?
Put the elbows into the back... You know, they literally get up on the table and literally do river dance on your back.
All right, I don't know if that's supposed to happen.
No, okay. Well, I've been in the wrong spot, so... Okay, you're going for a nice relaxing one though, I hope, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Hayfield Manor.
No way.
What? Why
your phone
Why
again?
Does my Google go off like that every now and then? Sorry about that, Laura. It's on standby if you need to ask it a question, all right? It is very needy. My phone is very needy. We got 10 questions here, Laura. Let's go for it. The very best of luck. We could be sending you off to the Hayfield Manor with an extra grand.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What George starred in ER, Laura?
George
Clooney, yeah? Are you there? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, stop the game. Sorry, I'm stopping the clock.
Again.
Sorry, we lost you there for a second. Your line seemed to have dropped, okay? What George starred in ER?
George Clooney.
Question number 2. Finish these lyrics. Hi, my name is?
Slim.
We're starting the clock. Question number 3. What is the name of the Pixar movie featuring a rat who dreams of becoming a chef?
Ratatouille.
Question number 4. Who played the lead role in the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Question number 5. Simon Cowell is searching for a new what?
Simon Cowell is searching for a new... Oh, God.
Quickly. What would Simon Cowell be searching for? He's looking around. He really needs one of these.
Boy band.
Question number 6. Stena Line are in what transport business?
Ferry.
Question number 7. Who invented the phone? So the old landline back in the day.
Alexander Bell.
Question number 8. Pints in a Field is the live show for what duo?
Johnny.
It is the two Johnnies. Oh God, if we'd another 5 or 6 seconds, we would have got you over the line.
That was a brilliant round.
You got everything everything correct. I think Simon Cowell killed off the game on you because he's looking for a new...
I didn't know.
He's looking for a new boy band. I was like, I hope she doesn't say hat.
Her shoes.
Oh, God.
George Clooney, Slim Shady is correct. Ratatouille is correct. Leonardo DiCaprio, boy band for number 5. Stena Line are in the shipping business. Ships and ferries. Question number 7. Who invented the phone? Alexander Graham Bell, the two Johnnies for number 8. And that's as far as we got, my friend.
Alexander Bell was a great answer.
We had two to go, unfortunately, so we can't give you the grand. We will give you a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And Laura, you're more than welcome to come back. We'll do it again someday, okay?
Thanks so much.
Have a lovely day, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Kitty.
Yes.
When did I tell you what's going on the world here now? Well, apart from Gail Platt leaving Coronation Street.
That's big news.
There's a lot of people very upset about that. I've got a load of messages here. Morning, Casey and Kitty. I remember coming in from school and watching The Den and then having dinner and sitting down and watching Home and Away and then Emmerdale and then and it goes on and on and on. And then you give out to your kids then years later for watching too much on their phone. But we probably, we were sitting in the sitting room just looking at this huge phone for like 6 hours a night. Casey, soaps are nowhere near as popular as they used to be. Everyone in my house used to watch them years ago and no one goes near them now, from Con, who's been on to me. There's still a few diehard Coronation Street fans particularly out there.
Coronation Street and EastEnders, I think.
Which one is the biggest one? It must be Carrie. Is it the most viewed?
I'd say, well, Carrie's the oldest, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's, well, Gail's gone after 50 years been in that show.
Yeah, no, I think Carrie's definitely the oldest, but I think EastEnders has some diehard fans as well.
What's she gonna do? What's poor old Gail Platt? I know I'm talking
she
to her.
She went to musical theatre.
I'm talking about her in her character sense.
They tend to go into theatre after the soaps, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
They tend to go into the theatre. Did you hear about Brad and Angelina Jolie's daughter?
Has she got rid of the pit name or something? Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
She wants to. She's kind of filed to legally get rid of the pit name.
Okay. So has she got like a double barrel? Is she like Mary Pitt?
Jolie Pitt.
Jolie Pitt.
Yeah. It's kind of gas, isn't it?
Yeah.
McCarthy O'Donovan, like.
You wouldn't be setting up a solicitor's firm, Mary Jolie Pitt and Sons.
Yeah, no. The dancer, she's a dancer, and she filed the paperwork on her 18th birthday, which was last Monday. That was May 27th, mm-hmm. and asked that her new legal name be just Shilo Jolie.
Okay.
Brad, very upset over the
very
whole thing.
Very rough on Brad.
Yeah, very upset over the whole
thing.
He's
in the pits.
Hey. But the weird thing is, he made a comment and said, yeah, it's quite sad because I always wanted a daughter, which he already had before Shiloh. So it's nonsensical. The whole thing is nonsensical, but I think he's maybe not particularly with us.
Yeah. I mean, that ended really rough. I mean, of
it's
all
been
this,
going on for years.
But they're still scrapping over that vineyard out in France and everything now, are they?
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. I think
they own it, is it?
They own it, and in the divorce proceedings, there was like war over who actually gets it.
I think that divorce isn't even final yet.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's crazy.
Who gets the grapes? Never mind the dog and the kids. Who gets the gat? That's all they're...
It's very important.
That's all they're worried about.
Very important.
Dr. Dre's here. He's talking on the James Corden podcast, and he's been talking about hanging out with Eminem.
Right.
And
I'd say that's a good crack.
Yeah, he said the first time he found him, he put him in the studio and this happened. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Oh, Jesus.
Eminem said...
The first song...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
The first song you wrote together, was it... Hi, my name is...
Right. It's the first thing that happened. Hi, my name is... I put the beat on and he just did that right away.
No,
and
so hang on. He goes in the studio, you go...
No,
oh,
we're in the studio and I hit play on it. Da-dum-dum, da-dum-dum. And he just went, hi, my name is... It happened that fast. No bull. And then we went from there. And that was the beginning of this relationship. And I think he's the best MC ever.
I mean, I
point blank, period. Of course, there are going to be arguments about that because he's a white guy.
Yeah, that was the big thing back in the day when Eminem came on the scene and everyone said, oh, he's the best rapper in the world.
Yeah.
He can't be. He's white. And at the time, the best golfer in the world was black, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was mad, wasn't it?
Doesn't
but
matter.
He proved them all wrong.
Absolutely.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.